40 to go. Here's Williams down the lane, an 8-foot floater, and he got it. He was kind of falling backwards as he put it up, but got it to go. That's Williams' first basket, 21-14 West Ottawa. 1:30 to go in the half. And we get a foul on the baseline. And that will be on Jared McNinn of the Panthers. That's Jared's second. Here's a jumper on the way by Howergan, no good. Rebound battle for. And it's picked up by Carter Yaw. We got a blocking foul. It's on Jared McNitt. So Jared McNitt picks up two fouls in a matter of 15 seconds, and Brian Knowles will come in. 16 fouls on the Panthers. Knowles checking in for the wrong McNitt. I thought Caleb thought he was going to check out, but inbounds pass comes to Monroe, left of the lane, turn around right hook, off the window, it's good. So Trent Monroe, his second basket, 21-16 West Ottawa. We tick down toward a minute to play in the half, and Steve Windemuller wants Boise. That's the play he wants. Here's Williams outside to Knowles for a three. I don't think that's the offense he wanted, but guess who's working underneath? It's Houston Bedford, and he's fouled going up. That's going to be on Monroe of Plainwell. That's got to be Houston Bedford's fifth or sixth offensive board already in this first half. He has been extremely active on the glass. Bedford with 6 points in the ball game, 58.9 seconds to go in the half. First free throw, good. He'll have one more. Bedford's free throw, no good, and Nord clears it for Plainwell. Panthers 22, Trojans 16, 54 seconds to go in the half. Howard with it, drives around Bedford to the baseline, puts it up, left it short, tip no good, tip again no good, and the ball loose on the floor. Bluefield has it knocked away. Howard retrieves it, outside to Monroe for a three, barely grazed the rim. Rebound, Darius Moraine. Here come the Panthers, 33 seconds to go in the half. Williams, long pass in the front court to Caleb McNitt, slash in the basket, and a shot blocked, and guess who blocked it? J.D. Nord, his fourth. Back we go the other way. Here's Howergan with an 8-footer bump as he goes, and he puts it in. And the Trojans have fought their way back. They're within four. Long inbounds comes to Knowles. 10 seconds to go in the half. Williams with it backcourt. He's got two guys dogging him. Williams down to six. Williams down to five. Here's Moraine baseline. And Moraine puts up a 12-footer, no good. Nord with the rebound, and that's going to do it for the half. West Ottawa build up an 11-point lead in the second quarter, but the Plainwell Trojans have come back, and they have whittled that lead down to four. It is West Ottawa 22, Plainwell 18 at the half. Let's take a 2-minute timeout, and we'll be back with our Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital halftime report. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. Welcome back to Zeeland East High School. Greg Chandler with you as we have our Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital halftime show. 22-18, the Plainwell Trojans trailing the West Ottawa Panthers. The Trojans got the first basket of the ball game, but then West Ottawa ripped off the next 10 points to take a 10-2 lead. They led 14-7 after one quarter. And then the Panthers actually build up a 19-8 advantage about 3 minutes into the second quarter. Plainwell got a little bit of a run going late in the first half as E.J. Finch got it going from the outside as he hit a two and a three. They got the lead cut down to about 5 points and then finally to four. And that's where we are right now with the score at 22-18. Taking a look at the scoring for the Trojans. E.J. Finch has 5 points on a three-point basket and a two-point basket. Trent Monroe, a couple of baskets for 4 points. Carter Yaw, a couple of baskets for 4 points. Cody Howringen has a couple of baskets for 4 points. And Hogan Yaw has a free throw for a single point. And one guy that's been making an impact in this ballgame that has not scored, but he is definitely making his presence felt, is J.D. Nord, who they don't list heights, but he's about 6'6". He's a senior, and he has had 4 blocked shots in the second quarter alone, and also grabbed a number of rebounds. And he's been very tough around the basket. He does not look to shoot the ball on offense. He is strictly a defensive specialist, and he's been doing that very, very well in this ball game. For the West Ottawa Panthers, Houston Bedford leads the way with 7 points on 3 baskets and 1 of 2 from the line. Tony Sock has a pair of baskets, including a 3-pointer for 5 points. And 4 different Panthers have 1 basket for 2 points. That's Janelle Williams, Kayla McNitt, Jared McNitt, and Brayden Carl, and also Brian Knowles as well. So there's that, make that 5 Panthers have each had a basket here in the first half for 2 points, adding up to a total of 22 points. Once again, this is the consolation game of the Zeeland East Holiday Tournament. We'll have the championship game for you in a little while as Zeeland East will play against Jenison, with a tip-off of that game set for 8 o'clock. But first, before we resume the second half of tonight's ball game, we're going to take a look at the world of high school athletics through the eyes of John Johnson, the communications director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association. JJ's perspective is next, and then we'll be back with the second half of tonight's game. Again, 22-18, West Ottawa leading. You've been listening to the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital Halftime Show, and you're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
Wishes and resolutions. I'm John Johnson. We'll talk about both next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family. The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
'Tis the season, so they say, to extend holiday wishes to folks and to get ready to turn the page on the calendar with those good old-fashioned New Year's resolutions. So let's take a few moments today and do just that. First of all, holiday wishes to those schools who have maintained broad athletic programs in the face of hard economic times. The value of what these after-school activities, athletic and non-athletic, do for kids and communities is absolutely priceless. And wishes to those schools which have been able to keep a dedicated staff, administrative, and support for these athletic programs. In a multitasking society, too many schools are learning the hard way through internal turmoil or ineligibility of students that athletic programs need a full-time presence operationally. Best wishes to coaches who have made a career out of teaching kids more about life than X's and O's. The stories I love to hear from people are about how a coach shaped them individually, and rarely do they ever say how many games they won or lost. That is the true measure of a coach. Holiday wishes for patience and slow whistles for the 10,000-plus individuals who officiate our children's games. It's tougher than ever before to be a referee, and as I heard one veteran official talk recently about patience for young officials to get accustomed to being in that role and to have a slow whistle, because kids are so much more athletic nowadays than ever before. What you thought was going to be a call you had to make turns into a great play. And folks, let's remember that officials are also fans of the game, or else they wouldn't be out there. Please make a resolution for the new year to treat them with the respect they deserve for being involved, especially when you're not. And our last wishes go out to Mike Carey of Mount Pleasant, who is retiring from the broadcast business at the end of December, selling his MHSAA network affiliate stations WMMI and WCZY. 40 years ago at old WCEN, when I was still in high school, I would sometimes ride with Mike to contests I had to cover for the old Daily Times News, and we've had a great working relationship over the years. I always enjoyed the opportunities when Mike, his Uncle Paul, the one-time Detroit Tigers baseball announcer, who also hosted a high school football scoreboard show on midnight for years on WJR in Detroit, and even Mike's dad's Terry, all Central Michigan University alums, were reunited in the broadcast booth in some of our championship games whenever we had a mid-Michigan team involved. Mike told me at this year's football finals in November about the upcoming sale of his stations, and we wish him well in retirement and in his new career of taking on that honey-do list that's been building at the Carey home for some time. resolutions? Well, beyond the normal ones of lose weight, grow hair, and get back in shape, I also fell short last year with a resolution I made on this program to get better at technology. So that's on the renewal list for this year. My new resolution is to do a better job learning the history of school sports and to do more things to chronicle that history. There's nothing I enjoy more in my job than talking with former athletes, especially what we like to affectionately call the old guys, to learn and appreciate these games even more, and then to be able from time to time to communicate some of that history to you so we can remember where we've been and be guided as to where we need to go. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.
January is full of great sports action. NFL, NHL, high school, and more. The big boys play here all through the new year. 1450 WHTC Holland.
Well, welcome back to Zeeland East High School. Greg Chandler with you, and we've got lots of sports action for you on our family of stations starting tomorrow. We will have all four wild card games in the NFL playoffs with our coverage starting about 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon here on 1450 WHGC. And, of course, on 92.7 The Fan tomorrow night, we have Hope College basketball as the Flying Dutchman take on Edgewood College of Wisconsin in their final tune-up before the start of MIAA play next week. Join Ron Weatherby and Adam Prince tomorrow night from DeVos Fieldhouse beginning at 6:40 on the Lakeshores, 92.7 The Fan. Panthers will send out the same five who started the ball game: Houston Bedford, Janelle Williams, Darius Moraine, Caleb McNitt, and Jared McNitt. And Dan Klein, well, has not yet sent out his starting five yet for the Plainwell Trojans. It's going to be Carter Yaw, Donovan Bloomfield, Cody Howrigan, J.D. Nord, and E.J. Finch. Trojans with the basketball, working right to left. West Ottawa's gone man most of the ball game. Bloomfield has it way out on the left side, has the ball tipped by Williams, and we get a whistle as they battle for the ball. And it is on Plainwell, and is on E.J. Finch, and he's one of the guys Plainwell cannot afford to lose. That's his third foul, and we're 15 seconds into the second half. Jared McNitt back outside to Williams. Williams dribbles into a double team, nearly lost the basketball, but got it back. Jared McNitt with it. Plainwell in a 2-3 zone. That's the way they've gone nearly the entire ball game. Williams top of the circle over to Jared. McNitt goes baseline over to his brother Kayla. 12-foot jumper, no good. Rebound battle four underneath, and finally corralled by Nord. Outlet to Yaw. Carter Yaw into the front court to Howrigan. Howrigan drives to the baseline, but he's cut off by Caleb McNitt. They snap it around the outside. Yaw tries to put a move on, puts up a 10-foot runner, no good, and Houston Bedford, another rebound for West Ottawa. Here comes Jared McNitt into the front court. We've played a little more than a minute of the second half, and here's a takeaway. Here's Yaw with a breakaway. He's got two guys giving chase, and Yaw's got a layup. Carter Yaw with a steal and an easy layup. And West Ottawa has had its lead cut to 22-20, and we're going to get a delay of game warning on Plainwell, it looks like. Looks like they interfered with the basketball after the made basket. Jonell Williams over to Caleb McNitt, back to Williams, now Jared McNitt. They swing it around. Caleb McNitt goes to the baseline, puts the shot up, and it's good! He took it right at Finch that time, and Finch did not want to commit number four. So Caleb with a second basket of the ball game. Panthers lead it 24-20. Here's Finch left side. He will launch a three. It's short. Moraine clears it for the Panthers. Here comes Williams with it. Williams dribbling between his legs. Outside Jared McNitt. Now to Williams. He'll put up a three. He nailed it. Jonell Williams with a triple. And for the Panthers, that's their second three-bagger of the night. 27-20 West Ottawa, 6 minutes to play in the third. Here's Yaw left side, left of the lane, drives it on the hoop, puts it up, it rolls off the rim, no good, and Caleb McNitt has the rebound. Jared McNitt is in the front court now for the Panthers. Looks for someone to pass to, leaves it outside for Janelle Williams. Now this time it's 1-2-2 the zone. They swing it over. They pass it over the top of the zone underneath. Here's Bedford off the window, too strong, and the rebound to Finch. Back comes Plainwell. Howling it into the front court on the drive, right of the lane, puts it up off the backboard, no good. And the rebound to Caleb McNitt, and McNitt is bumped, and he's going to get called for traveling. McNitt was double-teamed underneath by Nord and Finch, and it sure looked like Caleb got bumped underneath there, but the officials called the travel, so Plainwell gets the baseline left. Inbounds comes to Howringen. Now to Hogan-Yaw, who's just checked in the ball game for the Trojans. Howringen. Left side to Nord. Now to Yaw. Carter Yaw with it. Back outside to Howringen. Now to Nord. He won't shoot the basketball. Here's Hogan-Yaw. Now Nord down the lane. A Fingeroni score. As soon as I say that, Nord took it down the lane and scored. That's his first points of the tournament.
Step in, John L. Step in.
27-22. 4:52 to play in the third. This is the consolation game of the Zealand East Holiday Tournament. The Chicks, the host team, will play Jenison for the championship at about 8 o'clock, and we'll have that game on the air for you. Here's Moraine underneath, and he traveled, and J.D. Nord caused the travel. Braden Carl will check out for check in for the Panthers, and Moraine will check out. Cody Howringen brings it up for the Trojans. Bounce pass right side to Bloomfield, outside to Nord. Nord to Howringen. Howringen looks for someone to pass to, and finally gets rid of it to Hogan-Yaw in the corner to Bloomfield. Bloomfield outside Howringen. He'll try a three from way out, and he nailed it. That was about 5 feet beyond the arc. Howringen was 7. 27-25, and here's Nord nearly blocking another shot by Caleb McNitt, but this time Nord's going to get a foul call. Caleb went for the up fake. Caleb McNitt will shoot two. He has two baskets in the ball game with four points. First free throw is good. Bedford has 7 to lead the Panthers. 28-25, the Panthers lead it with 4:07 to play in the third. And Caleb hit them both. 29-25. Carter Yaw on the front court with it for the Trojans outside Howringen. Howringen gets a screen from Nord, loses the basketball. Now Bloomfield. Bloomfield drives to the baseline. Pass tipped away, and Williams has a steal. He's got Carl on a breakaway. Carl down the lane. Layup is good. So a fast break layup. Panthers able to capitalize, and Braden Carl put it in, his second basket of the ball game. So every time Plainwell gets close, the Panthers get a couple of baskets to get some separation. Shot on the way by Bloomfield, no good, and the rebound to Carl. Caleb McNitt in the front court for the Panthers. Drives, and we're going to get a charging foul. This one, Caleb can't believe it, but J.D. Nord was parked in the lane for not quite a half an hour, but close. Steve Windemuller is saying that, wait a minute, you sure about that? So, Caleb McNitt with two personal fouls. Plainwell with the basketball down by 6. Here's Hogan-Yaw working on Bedford outside to Carter-Yaw. Carter, left lane being guarded very closely by Jared McNitt. Howringen over to Carter-Yaw. Yaw double team now, and needs to find someone to get rid of it too, and that's a 5-second call. And Janelle Williams and Jared McNitt exchange a high five because they teamed up for that turnover. They made a sandwich out of Carter Yaw. Williams in the front court over to Caleb McNitt, down the lane, and he got it! So Caleb now with 8, and that's the lead for the Panthers. They've scored 6 in a row. They lead it 33-25. 2:40 to go in the third. Howringen being hounded closely by Williams. Has to get rid of it to Carter Yaw in the front court. Yaw right of the lane. He's bumped, and Jared Manette's going to get whistled for a foul. Ryan Knowles will get up off of Steve Windemuller's bench.
Nobody's coming out.
Jared Magnet will check out for the Panthers. Riley Millar will come in for Plainwell. Three team fouls on Plainwell, two on West Ottawa here in the second half. Hogan Yawda inbound it, gets it into his brother Carter. Carter will drive down the lane, and he's got a layup. And Carter now with eight. 33-27 West Ottawa. And we're at 2:31 to play in the third quarter. John L. Williams brings it up for the Panthers. Looks to the bench to get the play from Coach Windemuller. Plainwell stays in that 2-3 zone. Over to Knowles. Back to Williams. They swing it around to Caleb McNitt, right side. Cross court to Knowles. Now Williams penetrates down the lane. Nice dish to Carter, but Brayton can't finish. Now Bedford with the offensive board, and he's fouled. And doesn't it figure? Houston Bedford's around the basket again. Foul on Carter Yaw, his second. So Bedford with two free throws. Houston flips the ball in his hands, fires. One bump on the front of the rim, and the ball bounds away. So he'll try it again. And Bedford missed them both, and guess what? He chased down the rebound. Over to Williams. Well, you put the word active in the dictionary, and there's probably a picture of Houston Bedford right next to him, and John L. Williams just nailed a three from the right side. 36-27. Back comes Howergan for a three for Plainwell. No good. The Trojans get the offensive board, and Carter Yaw traveled with it as he tried to put it on the deck. So McNitt and Williams each with eight. Bedford with seven for the Panthers, and they lead by nine. Tony Sock comes in, and Caleb McNitt will sit. Sock will bring it into the front court for the Panthers. Gives it up to Williams. Williams moves to the off-guard position. Sock lost his dribble momentarily. Retrieves it. Back outside to Sock. Now to Brian Knowles. Back to Sock. 1:25 to go in the third. They pass it around the perimeter. Looking to try to open up something inside, but nothing doing right now. Carl on the baseline. Back outside to Sock. To Knowles, to Braden Carl, back to Sock. Panthers just playing catch with the basketball right now. Down to a minute. Sock between the circles to Williams. Back to Sock. Knowles. Sock with it between the rings. Sock out near half court, down to 45, and Williams has it now. We might very well see the Panthers play for one here. Hogan Yaw will come out to defend. Down to 35 seconds. Sock with it. Over to Knowles. Knowles to Carl. Panthers playing keep away from Plainwell here. Carl. And Carl, as he tried to dish off to Williams, got hacked on the arm. That's on J.D. Nord. Check that. The foul is on Millar. His first. 14 fouls on Plainwell. Here's Carl outside to Williams. Down to 15 seconds. Williams being chased by Carter Yaw. Over to Sock. Now to Knowles down to 10. Back outside to Sock. Plainwell getting more active on defense. Sock loses the basketball down to 6. And Sock has the ball knocked out of bounds with 2.7 seconds left. That was Millar knocking it out of bounds. Knowles to inbound it. Gets it into Williams. Williams with a running 10-foot at the buzzer. No good on the side of the rim. And that's the end of the third quarter here at Zeeland East. It is West Ottawa 34, or rather 36, and the Plainwell Trojans 27. Let's take a 30-second break, Holly Rose. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Schools across the state are promoting their athletic and non-athletic activities through the MHSA School Broadcast Program. Students are getting experience in video production, and schools are using the program to better communicate with their communities through the MHSAA.tv website. For more information about the School Broadcast Program, visit the MHSAA.tv. That's a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics on the Holland stations of Midwest Communications. West Ottawa with the basketball and a 9-point lead to start the fourth quarter. Sox sees it opening, but it closes in on him, and he has it taken away from him. Here comes Cody Howard again with it for Plainwell to E.J. Finch. And the ball tipped away by Tony Sock, and once again, one of the officials goes tumbling backwards. I think the same official went down earlier in the ball game. 7:40 to go in this one. Plainwell with the basketball down by 9. And then this time West Ottawa's gone to a zone. It's a 1-2-2 zone. Jared McGinnis at the top of the zone. Howrigan over to Carter Yaw. Back to Howrigan. Finch in the corner. Back outside to Howrigan. Now to Carter Yaw as they swing it around the perimeter. Millar back outside to Yaw. Yaw can't pull the trigger on the shot. Howrigan down low to Nord. Nord to the basket. Puts it up. No good. Rebound tapped out to Yaw for three, and he got it. Carter Yaw, triple his first of the ball game, and for Plainwell, their third. He has 11. 36-30. 6:55 to play. Nice feed down low from Jared McNitt to Brayden Carl, and Carl finds Houston Bedford in turn. And Bedford has his 9th point of the ball game. Here's Finch for three, and it's good. Back-to-back threes for Plainwell, and it's 38-33 West Ottawa, 6:35 left. Jared McNitt between the rings for the Panthers, and he traveled with it. Oh, he dragged that pivot foot. Now, Plainwell started to find the range from outside, and the Panthers need to be careful here. Carter Yaw to Cody Howrigan. He'll airmail it over to Finch. Millar out of the corner for a three, no good. Missed badly. Jared McNitt, long rebound, long out with the Carl. Brayden breaking it on the right side, and he's got it. But that was all set up by the long outlet pass from Jared McNitt. And Brayden Carl has 6. 40-33 Panthers. Finch. Outside of Yaw, Carter for three, it's good. Like the Trojans have all of a sudden warmed up from outside. 40-36 now. The Panthers have had their lead cut to 4. Sock right side. He's going to try a three, no good, but Brian Knowles is there for the loose change. And we're going to get a 60-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. This timeout is presented by Jackie's Place Restaurant. It's back. Warm up with peppermint mocha or hot chocolate at Jackie's Place, 17th Street at the South Shore Y in Holland. Well, Plainwell has hit three-point baskets here in the first 2 minutes and 15 seconds of the fourth quarter, two by Yaw and one by Finch, and they're not going away yet. 42-36 is the score right now in favor of West Ottawa. Don't forget, Zeeland East will play in the championship game against Jenison. Tip-off is at 8 o'clock, and we'll continue on with our broadcast beginning at about 7:40 right here on 1450 WHDC. Now the official comes over to tell Steve Windemore time to break up the timeout. Now balance scoring for West Ottawa. Houston Bedford with 9. Williams with 8. And Caleb McNitt with 8. Yaw has 14 for Plainwell. And speaking of Caleb McNinn, he just got off of the bench, and he's going to check in at the scorer's table in just a few minutes. E.J. Finch has in front court over to J.D. Nord, right of the lane, back outside to Howergan. Howergan on the dribble against Brian Knowles, back outside to Nord. Now Carter Yaw, he's stealing it from outside, but this time he misses the three. Long rebound, Sock, long outlet to Jared McNitt. Not at all. 12-foot jumper, left side, no good. Jared with the rebound, back up, no good, but he's going to go to the line. And look out, uh-oh. J.D. Nord was called for the foul, and then let's just say he doth protest too strongly. He got teed up. So what should happen here is West Iowa should get the free throws on the personal foul. Then they'll should be able to shoot the technical, and then they'll get the basketball. I think that's the order it'll go in, but we'll see how this goes. Jaron McNitt will go to the line for the Panthers. And he's standing all by himself right now. Free throw on the way. Swish. He'll have one more. This could be a turning point in the ball game here. Second free throw for Jared, no good. And now I believe these are the technicals here. Free throw, good. So he's 2 for 3, and one more. Magnet fires, and he got it. So 3 for 4 for Jared from the line, and it's a 9-point West Ottawa lead, and they get the basketball. Trent Monroe comes in for J.D. Nord. I think Nord took a shot to the face that time before the foul occurred. I think that was what he was upset about, and he was a little too strong in his arguing, and he got a technical foul called on him. Jared McNitt with it against Monroe. Drives down the lane, left shot, no good. Here comes Plainwell the other way. Here comes Carter Yaw. Yaw bounce passes, and Monroe does a nice job of filling the lane, and Monroe puts it in on the left side. 45-38 West Ottawa, 4:45 to play. Thetford over to Williams. Jonnell Williams gets a screen from Brayden Carl, goes down the lane, contact, throws it up near the basket, and I believe that's team foul number 7 on Plainwell. Hammering it on the personal. That's Cody's second foul, and Williams will shoot a 1-1, I believe. 4:37 left. 17 fouls on Plainwell, just 2 on West Ottawa. Williams has a pair of 3-point baskets and a 2-pointer for 8 points. He misses the free throw, and Braden Carl went over the back of E.J. Finch. So the Panthers had a chance to extend the lead and came up empty. 4:30 left to play. Panthers up by 7, but playing well with the basketball. And we get another whistle, and We just got a bench technical on Plainwell, so the second technical. I think they're still upset about the earlier tee against Nord, and Jared McNitt comes back to the other end for the free throws. First free throw, swish. And McNitt with one more. He's 4 for 5 now. And second one hits the front of the rim and goes through. So now not only do you give up the two free throws, you just lost possession of the basketball. Plainville had the basketball when they were called for that technical. 47-38 Panthers, 4:29 left. With it in the front court is Williams. Williams being guarded closely by Howrigan. Williams underneath the car, right of the lane, over to Bedford. Foul line jumper on the way. Swish! Houston Bedford with 11. 49-38. Bedford making a strong case for our Village Inn Pizza Player of the Game honor. Here's Howrigan over to Finch in the corner. Finch tries to, he's cut off left of the lane, back outside to Howrigan. Howrigan on the dribble, over to Carter Yaw. Yaw tries to penetrate, he's cut off, double team. Now, Monroe with a half hook, right side shot, no good, but Monroe gets it back outside to Millar for a 12-footer, no good. Rebound, and uh-oh! Braden Carl hooking arms with Carter Yaw, and Yaw went down hard. Carl with his second personal, 14 fouls on the Panthers. So West Ottawa nowhere near the bonus right now. Inbound. Finch for a three, no good. Jared McNett with the rebound. Panthers with the ball up by 11. 3:35 left. Long pass in the front court to Caleb McNett. Over to Carl. To a cutting Jared McNett. Jared down the lane. Puts it up and in. And Jared has 7 fourth quarter points. He has 9 for the game. And the Panthers have their biggest lead of the contest. And we're going to get a foul on Williams. Nowhere near the basket on Howrigan. Hogan Yaw will come off the Plainwell bench. 3:21 left to play. 51-38 West Ottawa. It was 42-36 when the first of those two technicals were called. And Plainwell has kind of unraveled here. Here's a steal by Jared McNitt. Panthers 2-on-1. Jared drives right side. Layup is good. He cleanly picked the pocket of Carter Yaw and had an easy layup, 53-38. Here's a steal by Carl. He took it away from Hogan Yaw. Here's Braden Carl. Panthers 4-on-2. Caleb McNitt left side. He'll send it back outside to his brother Jared. They'll set things up. They'll work some clock up by 15 with 2:40 left. Jared McNitt on the dribble, and it looks like Steve Windemuller is going to take a 30. This timeout presented by Jackie's Place Restaurant. It's back. Warm up with peppermint mocha or hot chocolate at Jackie's Place, 17th Street at the South Shore Y. Yeah, the turning point was at the a couple of minutes ago when it was 42-36. There was a foul called on J.D. Nord of Plainwell. Nord protested the call. He got hit with a technical. Jared McNitt sank 3 of 4 from the line. That made it a 9-point ball game. And then moments later, when Plainwell had the basketball, the Plainwell bench got whistled for a bench technical. That resulted in a loss of possession and 2 made free throws by Jared McNitt. And the Panthers getting the basketball. And West Ottawa has opened things up here, up by 15, as they try to even their season record at 2 wins and 2 losses. Williams with it in the front court, leads it outside for Carl. Now to Caleb McNitt, bounce pass down low for Bedford, and the pass too far for him. .222 to go. Inbounds pass comes to Carter Yaw. He's at 14 points to lead Plainwell in this ballgame. Yaw on the dribble, gets a screen from Monroe. Leaves it outside for Hogan Yaw. Hogan down low to Monroe. Monroe off the window, no good. And Caleb McNitt with the rebound, and he's double-teamed, and we're going to get a reach-in call. I think this is on Finch. That will be 4 on him. Check that's Monroe. That's Trenton Monroe's third. So Caleb McNitt at the line. Three baskets and two free throws tonight for 8 points for McNitt. First free throw rattles out and drops back in. Bedford with 11, Jared McNitt with 11, nine of those coming in the fourth quarter, and a lot of those coming as a result of those technicals. And then you have Caleb McNitt with 9 and Williams with 8. So balance scoring for the Panthers. Second free throw, no good. Carter Yaw with the rebound. And with 2 minutes to play, Steve Windemuller sends some guys to the scorer's table to try to finish things off. Here's a shot on the way, no good. Brayden Carroll is going to get called for a foul. Trying to block the shot by Trenton Monroe. Carl has 3. Trenton Monroe 6 points in the ballgame. First free throw is good. Tony Sock will come in. Also DeMario King, a junior. Darius Moraine back in. And Brian Knowles as well. Again, Panthers playing without P.J. Trammell, Stanley Brown, and Ben Smith, who are all injured right now. One more free throw. Swish. 54-40. And pressure and a steal by Hogan Yaw momentarily. And they said Yaw stepped on the baseline. So, oh. Hold on, play it is playing well basketball.
Up to Mario.
Long inbounds comes to Finch, and Finch traveled with it after the catch. He started running with it about two or three steps before putting it on the floor. .152 left to play. Long inbounds comes to Sock. Ball taken away by Carter Yaw. Yaw, left side, Finch, 12-foot jumper, left side, got it. And right on cue, Dan Klein will take a timeout. 1:43 left. It is West Ottawa 54 and Plainwell 42. And we'll keep it right here. This timeout presented by Jackie's Place Restaurant. It's back. It warm up with peppermint mocha or hot chocolate at Jackie's Place. Educational athletics start in a healthy environment. As much attention needs to be given to the four H's, head, heart, history, and hydration as the X's and O's. Visit the MHSA website and click on education for a variety of resources to make you better aware of school sports health issues, including links to free online courses on hydration and concussions. That's a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics in the Holland stations of Midwest Communications. Don't forget the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital postgame show after this one is over. And we'll also honor our Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital, or rather our Village Inn Pizza and Sports Grill, high school player of the game. .143 left to go. 54-42 West Ottawa in the lead. Panthers will be in action Tuesday at home against Muskegon Catholic Central, and we'll be there for that one beginning at 6:40 on WHDC and WHDC.com. Sock being chased in the backcourt as Plainwell presses. Panthers break the press. Here's King underneath. Puts it up, no good, and Monroe has the rebound for Plainwell. Here comes Yaw with it. Carter Yaw, 1:30 left to go. Yaw puts a move on Sock, drives to the basket. Shot blocked underneath by Knowles, but we got a whistle. And Sock's going to get a foul called on him. Carter Yaw will shoot 2 for the Trojans. Yaw had a pair of triples earlier this quarter to get Plainwell back in the ballgame, but since then, West Ottawa has pulled away. Jared McNitt comes in, or is about to come in. Sock missed both free throws. Rebound put back by Curry. Yaw got the rebound, went up, and he drew the foul on Moraine. But they gave the foul to DeMario King. And King gave one of those whoomy looks. Jared McNitt will come in for King. Second free throw, no good. Rebound battle for, and Finch grabbed it, and... .122 left to go, playing well with the basketball. Carrier gets the inbounds to go. Monroe, shot on the way, no good. Jared Magnette has the rebound, and he's fouled from behind by Carrier. So we'll take the long walk toward the chicken coop end of the gymnasium here at Zeeland East. That's team foul number 10 on Plainwell, and Jared Magnette, who has made a living at the line here in the fourth quarter. At the line, Jared 5 of 6 in this quarter from the line. First free throw. As soon as they say that, I jinxed him. Ron Weatherby is smiling somewhere. One more for Jared. He has 11 points, 9 of them here in the fourth quarter. Second free throw, swish. And we're going to get a sub. It looks like Riley Millar is going to come in for Plainwell. Cody Howrigan will have a seat. West Ottawa 55, Plainwell 42, 1:18 to play. Zeeland East and Jennison to follow right here. And Jared Magnette just picked the pocket of Carter Yaw again. Jared is double-teamed just past half court. They're hacking at him, and Hogan Yaw knocked it out of his hands, out of bounds. It's going to stay Panther basketball. DeMario King comes back in for the Panthers. And Jared Magnette is shaking his head as he comes off court. 1:04 left to play. King slaps the basketball for someone to pass to. Gets it into Sock. And we're going to get a reach in on Hogan Yaw. So Sock will shoot two with 1:03 left. Tony Sock with 5 points, a 3 and a 2 tonight. First free throw, no good. Second free throw upcoming. Sock flips it and missed it. Rebound to Finch. 1 minute left. Panthers by 13. Finch in the front court. Pulls up right side. 3-point try. No good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Knowles. Knowles ahead to Sock. Sock dribbles through a double team. Long pass in the front court. Marine can't handle the pass. He has to wrestle to save it and saves right into the arms of Finch. Here comes Hogan Yaw, right side, breaking in. Driving to the basket. We got body contact, and Yaw is going to go to the line. And Sock's going to get the foul. Three on Tony. 37.5 seconds to play. Hogan Yaw has a single point in this ball game, and he hits the front of the iron with his first free throw. Yaw, the left-hander, missed them both, and the rebound to Marine. Over to Sock. Sock has it taken away by Finch, and Finch has got a layup. 28 seconds left. Finch with a dozen. Sock into the front court. Moraine and Darius travel with it. Moraine wanted to pass off to DeMario King, who was open, but he took an extra step before dishing off. 20 seconds left to go. Millar outside to Hogan Yaw. Yaw, penetrates. Shot block by Moraine. Ball tapped out, controlled by Carl. Down to 10 seconds. Carl over to Sock, and Panther should be able to dribble it out. Oh, there's a pass underneath, and putting it up, no good. King with the follow, no good. And the buzzer sounds. Panthers had a couple of opportunities there, but couldn't convert. But it does not matter. The Panthers will come away with the victory in the consolation game of the Zeeland East Holiday Tournament. The final tonight, West Ottawa 55 and Plainwell 44. We'll send it back to the studio for a two-minute timeout and come back with our Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital post-game show. We'll also do our Village Inn Pizza Player of the Game. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and on your computer at WHTC.com.
Now that 2014 is here, we heat up the cold winter nights with high school basketball. Check who's playing next. Just click on our sports schedule at WHTC.com.
Welcome back to High School Basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. And the consolation game in the books, the West Ottawa Panthers prevail over the Plainwell Trojans by a score of 55-44. And West Ottawa trailed only once in the ball game. It was 2-0. The outcome, however, was not really sealed away until the fourth quarter. Plainwell kind of hung around as they whittled a double-digit deficit down to 4 points at the half. And early in the fourth quarter, even, it was only a 6-point ball game. But then some fouls mounted against Plainwell, and then you threw in a couple of technicals as well, one against one of the Plainwell players and another against the bench. And the Panthers were able to capitalize at the free throw line and come away with the victory. Now, this is the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital postgame show, and it was 14-7 West Ottawa after one quarter, 22-18 Panthers at the half, 36-27 after three quarters, and then finally 55-44 the final. West Ottawa improves to 2-2 on the season, and Plainwell drops its fourth in a row after a season-opening win against Allegan. They will go to 1-4 on the season. And we're going to take another break and then come back with the scoring in the contest. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Hello with our producer, Holly Rose. This is Greg Chandler here at Zeeland East High School as we continue on with the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital postgame show from this consolation game. Just about 25 minutes or so away from the start of the championship game between Zeeland East and Plainwell. West Ottawa winning the consolation game by a score of 55-44. Taking a look at the scoring in the contest for the Plainwell Trojans, who fall to 1-4 on the season. They were led by their senior guard, Carter Yaw, with 14 points. He had six baskets, including a pair of three-point baskets. E.J. Finch had 12 points. He had five baskets. Two of those were triples as well. Trenton Monroe has three baskets and a pair of free throws for 8 points. Cody Howergan had three baskets, one of those a three-pointer for 7 points. J.D. Nord, who I thought played a very good ball game on the defensive end, unfortunately, he had that technical called on him late in the ball game when things got a little heated. He had one basket for 2 points, but he had a boatload of rebounds and I would say probably five or six block shots as he was a force along the baseline. Hogan Yaw had a free throw for a single point. Donovan Bloomfield, Riley Millar did not score in the ball game for Coach Dan Klein's Plainwell Trojans. For the West Ottawa Panthers, they were led by the McNitt brothers tonight. Well, sort of. Jared McNitt had 12 points. He had 10 of those points in the fourth quarter, and a lot of those came at the free throw line. McNitt was 6 of 8 from the stripe, as he ended up with a dozen. Houston Bedford had 11 points. Caleb McNitt had 9. Jonnell Williams had 8, including a pair of three-pointers. Tony Sock had 5, including a three-pointer. Braden Carl had 6 off the bench. Brian Knowles had 4. Darius Moraine, DeMario King did not score in the contest for the Panthers, adding up to a final total of 55 points. So West Ottawa had 3 three-point baskets in the ball game, while the Plainwell Trojans had 5 of the triple dippers for the Trojans. So West Ottawa victorious, and they will be back in action on Tuesday night at home against Muskegon Catholic Central. And again, we will have that game on the air for you on 1450 WHTC beginning at 6:40 and with our pregame show. And we're going to sign off here momentarily for the first game. But, of course, we'll come back very shortly for game number two tonight between the Panthers, or rather the Zealandese Chicks, and the Plainwell Trojans. First of all, we should tell you our Village Inn Pizza player of the game. We're going to give it to Houston Bedford of West Ottawa. He had 11 points tonight, but probably just as important, he was a very active force on the offensive glass, particularly in the first half, as he helped set the tone of the ball game for West Ottawa. So again, Houston Bedford of West Ottawa, our Village Inn Pizza player of the game. Right now, be the first player to text player to 80373 to win a $20 gift certificate to Village Inn Pizza and Sports Grill for great food and good times. That's the conclusion of our first game of our doubleheader here tonight at Zeeland East in the Holiday Tournament. The final score, the West Ottawa Panthers 55, the Plainwell Trojans 44.